Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. We'll be taking a look at some damage being done to some fiber optic internet cables here in the area. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as well. Coming up live with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast and meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is mostly clear and 34 degrees here on this Friday morning. Developing a west side bypass has been in talks for nearly three decades, trying to connect Highway K-96 with Kellogg near Goddard. City leaders in both Mays and Goddard are still hopeful the project would ease growth and provide safety benefits. Sedgwick County Public Works Director Lynn Packer says they're asking the Kansas Department of Transportation to conduct a new study to update the one that was first made back in the 1990s.
Getting updated costs for the project and trying to determine, you know, is this really what we looked at 20 years ago? Is this still the plan moving forward?
Well, so far, nearly $14 million has been spent on just purchasing the land that would make way for the potential project. Someone keeps damaging fiber optic internet cables in South Central Kansas, causing tens of thousands of dollars in damage. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says a cable was damaged in a rural area near the old naval base near the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center southwest of Yoder. And the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says there's also been a couple of recent incidents here in Sedgwick County. First reported late last year near Central and 231st Street West. A fiber optic internet cable belonging to Idea Tech was severed. That cost up to $80,000 in damage between material and labor costs to repair it. And then another incident, also an Idea Tech cable at K96 and 69th North, costing at least $25,000 in damage. And that was just about a week ago. The Kansas Senate has created a committee on government efficiency. Now, it's based on President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. The Kansas Committee has an online portal where people can submit their ideas on how government could be more efficient and effective. The state Senate says it's going to review those ideas when it considers legislation. Today is the deadline for the heads of two federal government agencies to turn in their plans to get workers to return to the office.
Leaders at the Office of Personnel Management and the Office of Management and Budget have been given until today to create plans for employees to return to work in person on a full-time basis. A memo from the leaders of each agency requested descriptions of the steps that will be taken to amend telework agreements, a timeline of when employees will return to the office, and the date each agency expects to be in compliance. The directive does allow for exceptions based on compelling reasons and says they must be clearly spelled out in the plan. Remote staff who are located more than 50 miles from an agency office can be phased back in or slowly. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Coming up in 2.5 weeks, Wichitans will vote on a proposed $450 million bond issue to upgrade USD 259 schools. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld tells KNSS News the current property tax bond rate is 7.5 mils, and that would be extended for another 20 years if the bond issue is approved.
It's just become more efficient as a system. You know, we closed six schools last year, four elementaries, two middle schools. We plan to close four more elementaries. And really, these are smaller elementaries, you know, with 250, 300 students in them. We can build a new school, consolidate two smaller schools into one bigger school, not increase class size, but have a, you know, more students in that school and operate it more efficiently all the way around.
Though the mill levy would stay the same, increased valuation could drive your tax bill up. Kelly Bielefeld is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. A woman in Milwaukee is suing a hospital after a piece of medical equipment was left inside her body for decades. this report from Milwaukee.
Deborah Lowe fights back tears as she reflects on the last three decades.
It's like wicked me, and shouldn't no one have to go through that.
Lowe was hospitalized in 1989 at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Milwaukee while pregnant with twins. Lowe says with the troubled pregnancy, they inserted a feeding tube while on life support, but it was never removed.
From 1989, it was difficult for me to do things. I like to work out. I like to walk. I couldn't do that stuff.
Now she is suing after a surgeon discovered the feeding tube while undergoing surgery in April 2024.
And that was Abril Preciado with that report from Fox TV affiliate WITI, Fox 6, Milwaukee. The NCAA changing some of its sports policies, and Alexa may be getting smarter. And, of course, the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams is on the way as well. KNSS News Time, 7:05. 7:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The NCAA changes its policy on transgender athletes' participation in women's sports, making it against the rules.
Moving forward, only college athletes who were born female can take part in women's sports. NCAA President Charlie Baker credited President Donald Trump and his executive order signed Wednesday banning biological males from women's sports for setting a clear national standard. Previously, the NCAA used an individual sports national or international governing body's rules to establish who can participate. Those rules do still allow men to practice with or against women's teams, which is not uncommon across the country. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
One of the most popular digital assistants could be ready to get an AI upgrade.
The online giant Amazon says there are more than a half a billion devices running Alexa out there, and Amazon thinks adding generative AI would allow Alexas to carry on full conversations with users, as opposed to merely responding to prompts and requests. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has long said he wanted Alexa to be like the voice interacting computer on Star Trek, and with AI, the company thinks Alexa could handle multiple or multi-step requests for information and task completion, while eventually acting as the user's agent, handling personal business with little or no guidance on specific directions. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic conditions in the Wichita area looking good right now. Heaviest traffic that we're seeing appears to be right around MacArthur and K-15, especially MacArthur between K-15 and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now it's time to check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just a couple more days until I only get 3 hours of sleep, you know, due to that big game. I know we're not going to be the only ones, though. There's going to be a lot of tired people going back into work early Monday morning. Or I'm sure you're going to be one of them, too, right?
Oh, of course. I always never get any sleep, so it'll be just like every other day.
Yeah, I was about to say, we work overnights,
yeah,
early mornings. It's in our nature anyway.
Exactly.
Just another day for us. At least we got that going for us. But as we head into over this upcoming weekend, I'm not expecting much active weather. We do have recently some cloud cover that's kind of spilled back into the Wichita area, leading to only a 10% chance of drizzle. And we've actually been able to stay above freezing. So should there be any light spritzes, raindrops, sprinkles, anything like that, not expecting any freezing drizzle. When it comes to our Friday morning, by early tomorrow morning, though, we'll need to keep an eye on things. Temps should stay above freezing, but we'll continue to have that small chance of drizzle. Also, some fog late tonight into early tomorrow morning. As far as our temperatures go, pretty close to average. Average high today, 47, and then we're going to get up to 45 today, 46 tomorrow. So just a couple of days of, early February temperatures before things start to turn colder. By the end of the weekend, 38 degrees for the high, partly to mostly cloudy skies. If you do plan on heading out anywhere to watch the big game, since we're not expecting any active weather, there's not really much that's going to slow you down. You'll just need to make sure that you stay bundled up all day, especially during the evening once that big game starts. Now, once we head into next week, all the tired people heading back to work, back to school, still going to be cold, high of 37 degrees, and there's going to be an increasing chance for snow and a wintry mix that we'll need to watch out for. The day may start off dry, but those chances going up from there, especially between Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for snow looking more likely. Any snow showers that we have should wrap up by Thursday. Still going to be cold, though, with a high of 29. High's also going to be in the 20s Tuesday, Wednesday, once most of that snow rolls through. Right now, 36 degrees, though. East breeze, 13 miles an hour, making it feel like 27 under an overcast sky.
So, Ronnell, what is your level of investment heading into Super Bowl weekend? Are you all in?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all in. That's why I said I've been anticipating for the last couple of weeks that I'm only going to get about 3 hours of sleep. So now if I fall asleep during the game, that's where I'm a gambling man. We'll see what happens. As long as I don't lay out on the couch and put a blanket over me, I should be able to stay awake.
See, that's the key. That's the key. If I'm sitting there in the first quarter and I said, I'll just shut my eyes during this commercial break.
Exactly. Yep. Open your eyes back up and the game's almost over. They're doing highlights of the game where it's already
over.
Yeah,
I've been there. All right. Well, get some rest and enjoy, and we'll talk to you on Monday, Marano.
Okay. All right.
There he is. That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:13 with Steve and Ted. Hey, KNSS excited that Bob Dylan is coming to Wichita. The music legend. He'll be performing at Century 2 Concert Hall on Saturday, March 29th at 8 o'clock p.m., part of his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour. And tickets are pretty scarce, but we do have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the show. And this is the last day you can do that. So what do you do? Well, you need to visit knssradio.com, go to contests, and enter our Bob Dylan ticket contest. And maybe you'll win two tickets to go see Bob Dylan in Wichita. That'll be huge. So good luck to all, from all of us here at KNSS. This is the last day that contest is open. If you'd like to go to KNSS... Well, what's it say here? It says KNSS.com, but that's not right. It's KNSSradio.com.
Right. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So KNSSradio.com, and make sure you get in and get entered. Maybe you'll win those Bob Dylan tickets. Somebody's going to win them. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we move along here on this first Friday of the month of February. Kendrick Lamar is going to be your halftime performer at Sunday's Super Bowl. He says he wants to infuse his Los Angeles hip-hop flavor into New Orleans while staying true to his storytelling roots. Kendrick Lamar is 37 years old. He says, I still feel like I'm elevating. I'm still on a journey. The rap megastar will take the Super Bowl stage fresh off a Grammy triumph, where he claimed a couple of the night's biggest awards, Song of the Year and Record of the Year, for his diss track, Not Like Us. There's your big halftime performer on Sunday at the Super Bowl, Kendrick Lamar. And later on this month, we have the big, not this weekend, but I think the following weekend, we have the big Saturday Night Live 50th Anniversary Special. And that's the one where everybody shows up.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, Sabrina Carpenter, Bad Bunny, John Mulaney, Dave Chappelle, and the list goes on and on. Scarlett Johansson, who is married to Weekend Update co-host Colin Jost, is going to appear on the anniversary special. That's coming up 9 days from now, a week from Sunday. Three-hour live telecast honoring the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they've recently been putting a lot of clips out there, classic clips and some more recent ones for the kind of the celebration that they've been having. It's been coming up on my YouTube feed a whole lot. So, yeah, some good stuff on some of those.
Other guests announced by NBC, Adam Driver, Paul McCartney, Tom Hanks, Miley Cyrus, Bob De Niro, Martin Short, Kim Kardashian. And like I said, the list goes on and on and on. Everybody will show up for that on, a week from Sunday. That'll be interesting. Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary special. It is coming up on 717 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see what's going on in sports. As we were just talking about, the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans in the Superdome. 5:30 p.m. is kickoff on Sunday for the game itself. It's razor thin as far as expectations go. The Chiefs are a one-point favorite. Can't slice it much closer than that. The Chiefs, of course, are going for National Football League history. No team has ever won three straight Super Bowls, but the Chiefs are going to try. The last team that won three in a row in pro football was the Green Bay Packers. Of course, they won the NFL title and then the first two Super Bowls, but they didn't get that third one. All right, so there's what the Chiefs are going for. In fact, it's so hard to do in pro sports in North America. The last three-peat was the Lakers, the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA in the early 2000s. And right before that, the New York Yankees in Major League Baseball had a three-peat in the late 90s. And it just doesn't happen very often. So we'll see if the Chiefs can do it in the NFL. Nobody's ever won three straight Super Bowls. All right, here's the rundown of the timeline on Sunday. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. We've had them on all season long. Pregame coverage with the Chiefs Network at 3 o'clock. Then the NFL has us run the national coverage of the game after that. And then we'll rejoin the Chiefs Network for postgame coverage right here Sunday on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Other football news, defensive end Jared Allen, who started out his career with the Chiefs, first 4 years of his career, is going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How about that? That's pretty cool. Four-time All-Pro. His rookie year, when he was with the Chiefs, he was the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Twice, he was the NFL's sack leader in the season, including his final year with the Chiefs. Pretty good for a guy that the Chiefs drafted out of the fourth round in Idaho State. And now he's going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Defensive end Jared Allen. Let's take a look at basketball. We got a big basketball weekend, including some of the best young basketball players in the nation are going to be here. It's the third annual Air Capital Hoop Fest. Some of the top high school teams and high school recruits in the nation will all be here in Wichita. That's two games tonight, two games tomorrow. It's all taking place out at Neumann University. And that features, of course, Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. And the other teams here in town include Link Academy in Branson, Missouri, Arizona Compass Prep, and Veritas Academy out of Los Angeles. So there are tons of 5- and 4-star recruits that will all be here in town. So if you want to go see some pretty elite basketball players, here's your chance. Two games tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. Sunrise Christian in the late game after that. And then tomorrow, first game is at 4 o'clock. And Sunrise will play in the late game after that, too. So there you go. That's pretty good stuff. Elite basketball players here. The third annual Air Capital Hoop Fest out at Neumann. The Wichita State men's basketball team is on the road at South Florida. That's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday. The Shockers lost to the Bulls by 19 points in Wichita a month ago. Sunday's the rematch in Tampa. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at noon Sunday. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon in Tampa. Listen to the Shockers on 103.7 KEYN. And Sunflower Showdown Part 2 is taking place in Manhattan tomorrow. The Kansas State men on a 4-game winning streak, hosting 16th-ranked Kansas. The Wildcats lost at KU by 10 points 3 weeks ago. Tomorrow is the rematch in Manhattan. K-State head coach Jerome Tang is 2-0 against the Jayhawks on home court in his tenure at K-State. Live coverage of K-State KU on the Kansas State Men's Basketball Radio Network at noon tomorrow. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Bramlage. And, of course, you can listen live. Wyatt Thompson will have the call on your home for K-State men's basketball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, tomorrow afternoon. And let's see, I got a little Shocker basketball history for you today. One of the really cool performances in Shocker basketball history took place 10 years ago on this day. Here's the deal. The key number in this story is 43. 43. Ron Baker of the Shockers, became the 43rd member of Wichita State's 1,000-point club in his career. So that's pretty cool. Fred Van Vliet became the first Shocker in 43 years to get a triple-double. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists.
All right.
And on that night, 16th-ranked Wichita State with a 43-point win as they beat Missouri State 78-35.
Ow.
Yeah. Fred's final assist came as part of a 15-0 run early in the second half. At one point, the Shockers were up 52-15 with 14 minutes to go in the game. And then Fred completed the triple-double a little later on. By the way, he put up all those stats, triple-double. He only played 24 minutes, and he got a triple-double. That was pretty cool. That was 10 years ago on this night as the Shockers at Coke Arena beat Missouri State, and Fred Van Vliet got a triple-double for the Shockers. There you go.
Just barely played in half the game.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at traffic and weather. And obesity may be being redefined. We'll have more on that on A House Call for Help. It's coming up next here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's 7:31 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Currently, we have a cloudy sky. It is 35 degrees here on this Friday morning, first Friday of the month. While the deadline to buy out thousands of federal employees has been pushed back by a federal judge, the Department of Government Efficiency, ACTS, is still trying to cut its way through various agencies, with more on the chopping block.
DOGE officials say they're working with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to review spending, and the new Secretary of Transportation says he'd like DOGE to upgrade the aviation system. USAID missions around the world were being shut down, with many employees being recalled home. Democrats, including New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, spoke outside the Capitol in protest of the power DOGE chief Elon Musk has been given.
We are at war!
But President Trump says Musk is talented at cutting costs and he can't do anything without approval.
I'm impressed because he's running obviously a big company. It has nothing to do if there's a conflict that we won't let him get near it.
But a federal judge has issued a ruling partially restricting Musk's access to Treasury data. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita Public Schools will be holding more meetings on the upcoming bond issue later this month. The district invites community members to learn more and ask questions at any of open houses planned for the upcoming week, Monday through Thursday. You can find a list of the meetings in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. The open houses will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. at each location. Yesterday morning at the U.S. Capitol, Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, delivered the opening prayer at the 73rd National Prayer Breakfast.
Fill us with gratitude for your goodness and faithfulness. Bless this gathering with your peace, for the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Guide our leaders and inspire our hearts to pursue justice, unity, and compassion. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The National Prayer Breakfast dates back to the 1950s, back in the early days of the Eisenhower administration. Some streets in downtown Wichita closed as they're being reconfigured. Emporia, Topeka, and English are all being turned from one-way streets to two-way streets. Officials say the change should be finished up by the end of the month. Market and Main are also being converted to two-way streets. However, work on those streets will be done at a later time. New information on that fatal house fire in Hutchinson claiming the life of a 4-year-old girl and her aunt. The Kansas Department of Children and Families confirming the girl and her sister had been in kinship placement with her aunt and uncle. On Thursday, 37-year-old Wendell Payton made his first court appearance in Reno County, charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Naomi and Kelsey Payton. Payton remains in the Reno County Jail on a $2 million bond. A bond modification hearing is set for this afternoon. Border Patrol seizing a multi-million dollar shipment of meth hidden somewhere unusual.
U.S. Border Patrol agents were hot on the trail of this shipment. They discovered 2,000 pounds of methamphetamine at the southern border this week, hidden in a shipment of cucumbers and jalapenos. Agents made that $19 million bust after drug dogs alerted inspectors about possible narcotics inside a tractor trailer at the Far International Bridge, which crosses into Texas. Also packed inside the veggies, $140,000 worth of heroin. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
New Orleans is working towards stricter safety regulations, of course, hosting the Super Bowl on Sunday after a terrorist attack on New Year's Day.
A month after a deadly ISIS-inspired terror attack, officials say New Orleans has transformed into the safest place in America this week for the Super Bowl. Those changes include new bollards and barriers on Bourbon Street that weren't used on New Year's, including the Archer barriers that are designed to stop a high-speed vehicle attack. More than two dozen federal agencies are helping secure the Big Easy, and Special Agent in Charge Eric DeLon is coordinating those efforts with state and local police. On Bourbon Street, heavily armored Bearcat vehicles with Homeland Security's special response teams are on standby, and National Guard troops are manning barricaded checkpoints to enforce a new enhanced security zone in the French Quarter.
And that was Fox's Garrett Tenney with that report. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. Here's KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Clouds gradually moving back in, leading to a 10% chance for drizzle, but most of us should be able to stay pretty dry as we go through the day ahead. 45 degrees for the high, cool but near average with a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east, cloudy sky. It's 35 degrees here on this Friday morning, the first Friday of the month. 7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, the DOGE, government efficiency efforts trying to cut unnecessary government spending. And what's the latest? And, of course, USAID has been one of those organizations that has been facing some issues as this all gets put into place. Let's find out more from Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. And these hires for USAID, Jeff, are trying to figure out what's going on in their lives right now.
Yeah, so President Trump is reportedly planning to keep fewer than 300 staff at U.S. Agency for International Development as the State Department puts some 10,000 employees on unpaid leave, effective this evening at midnight. All overseas staff recalled and missions shuttered following alarming reports into the agency's spending. Secretary Marco Rubio appointed as the acting administrator for USAID, saying it's long strayed from its original mission of responsibly advancing America's interest abroad amid legal battles. And as the White House says, its Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk continues getting a better understanding of exactly what the federal government has been doing with our money.
And, of course, this keeps bringing up the, as this process continues, we keep bringing up the question about what is the proper use of money, and do these organizations, are they bloated, or are they actually out there doing some things that are good?
Well, I guess the numbers speak for themselves, and this really isn't a partisan thing. I think if you just look at what we've seen, USAID providing billions of our tax dollars to funnel in millions of illegal immigrants through NGOs, through the UN and FEMA. Funded CIA black ops, funded the push of transgender ideology, anti-religious orthodoxy worldwide. That included but not limited to the funding of news organizations, allegedly through subscriptions and other means, to include Politico, the Associated Press, the BBC, and many others that the USAID pushed censorship worldwide. Look no further than the UK. As well as regime change across the globe, including here at home. And according to an investigative reporter, Michael Schellenberger, he says that one media organization called Organized Corruption and Reporting Project, or OCCRP, which is headquartered overseas, was an extension of USAID that produced a fake report that was the predicate to Trump's 2019 impeachment. Elon Musk on X says that he's found that the U.S. government has given some $40 million to the New York Times in the last 5 years. And obviously, it's he and his team continue to follow the you know, a massive money trail. One former State Department and USAID official speaking to us over the time and speaking out to Fox News over the waste and fraud that she allegedly saw, telling us that it was a deep state slush fund to give to Democrats and to anti-American organizations with no traceability and no accountability. Hundreds of millions of dollars to George Soros, including $27 million to his fund that went to support controversial DAs across the country. About $30 million to Black Lives Matter. And as Democrats continue to threaten to fight in the courts and on the streets, saying that Elon Musk has provided no evidence, despite the fact that the Doge has released numerous figures from Treasury spending. And you know, we should note that many Republicans have also been silent, as many insiders tell us that the panic has set in Washington.
Very intriguing information on this going on, and I appreciate your expertise on all that. I do want to ask you before we let you go, Jeff, what is your level of investment in Super Bowl weekend?
Well, I've got the pizza rolls ready to go. My kid's number one request. We're going to do Sloppy Joe's and some other food items that we've got to have a little family party here at home. But that's my investment. My team's not in it, so we'll just we'll see what happens.
Hey, pizza rolls and sloppy, that sounds fantastic to me. So I think you got it. You're in a win-win right there.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good weekend, Jeff. Thanks for your time. That is Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Chicago with us this morning. Boy, he had a lot of great information there about some of those numbers and things that are going on under the umbrella of USAID, USAID, and all the things that tons of money gets spent on that we don't even think about or know about for the most part. But we know about them now, don't we? All right, it is 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up, and we'll take a look at the Biz Talk this week for the Wichita Business Journal podcast. KNSS News Time, 7:41.7:46 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. We'll talk about someone who's been at Cargill for a while and maybe doing some other stuff, too. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Lawmakers got a briefing from the National Transportation Safety Board after the deadly collision last week of a Wichita to D.C. jet and an Army helicopter.
Two.
Ukraine says it wants nuclear weapons if it can't join NATO.
One.
Super Bowl Sunday coming up in New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Chiefs trying to win their third straight Super Bowl. Live coverage for the Chiefs on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And that's right here on KNSS. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
So far, traffic uneventful here in the Wichita area. Conditions looking pretty good right now. The traffic volumes are picking up, though, and I'm seeing some pretty heavy traffic starting to form on that ramp. From southbound I-135 over to K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on the first Friday of the month. Cloudy sky today and a high of 45 degrees. Might see some patchy fog overnight with a low down to 35. Looking ahead for the weekend, becoming mostly sunny tomorrow on Saturday with a high of 46. Pretty normal for this time of year. Not as warm on Sunday. Partly sunny, high of only 38 on Sunday. And then Saturday night and Sunday night, we'll see low temperatures in the mid-20s. Currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the east under a cloudy sky. It is 35 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 45 here on first Friday of the month of February. Right here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and more on the fight to keep AM radio.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. AM radio isn't going anywhere so long as Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz and Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey have something to say about it. Cruz and Markey authored legislation to keep AM radio in all vehicles. It's called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. They argue that AM radio informs listeners and supports live local communications during emergencies, disasters, and bad weather. There have been efforts to strip AM radio from cars for years, long after FM took over, and now long after drivers stream radio, play their own music, or rely on satellites to bypass local stations. Markey argued that AM radio stations were critical in disseminating information during the wildfires which recently devastated Southern California. If enacted, the bill requires the Department of Transportation to mandate all new vehicles have access to AM radio frequencies, and that's at no additional cost to the consumers. It also requires car companies comply with a four-year window. A similar piece of legislation died in the last Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
What do you need to know about the short month of February?
Fox Facts.
Ever wonder why February is the shortest month? The reason dates back to ancient Rome and its early calendar system. Originally, the Roman calendar only had 10 months, starting in March and ending in December. This left the cold winter days without a designated month, making the calendar feel incomplete. Around 713 BC, King Numa Pompilius reformed the calendar by adding January and February to better align it with the lunar cycle. February was placed last, and because the Romans considered it an unlucky month, it was given just 28 days. Fast forward to 46 BC, that's when Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar to address inaccuracies. This reform moved February to be the second month and added leap years to account for the extra fraction of a day in the solar year. But despite these changes, February kept its 28 days. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Hey, KNSS is the sponsor for two back-to-back nights of Wichita Thunder hockey. Coming up a week from tomorrow, we got Star Wars Night on February 15th. That's always an extravaganza. And then the next day, Faith and Family Night on Sunday the 16th. And if you win, winners receive four tickets to each game. You get to go to both games. How about that? Some big time Thunder hockey tickets coming your way. If you want to win, just enter online. Go to knssradio.com and click on contests, and maybe you'll win those Thunder tickets for next week on Star Wars Night and then Faith and Family Night.
I think I went the last time there was a Star Wars night. That's pretty cool.
I think I've been to the Star Wars night game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. There you go. All right. It's 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. One of Jenny Musa's daughters is in medical school, and the other is a pre-med undergrad. So with Musa's experience and love for medical education, the Wichita Business Journal asked if he is hands-on with their schooling or if he leaves it to their instructors. Jenny Musa is a nephrologist. He leads Wichita Nephrology Group while teaching at the KU School of Medicine here in Wichita. And Musa joined Wichita Business Journal editor Kirk Siminoff for this week's Biz Talk with the Wichita Business Journal as the 2025 president of the Medical Society of Sedgwick County. Dr. Musa joined the business for the Biz Talk with the Business Journal podcast. He also told his story of coming to the United States from Syria and eventually landing here in Wichita, where he has stayed because of its comforts and the inclusion that he feels for residents of Lebanese origin. So check that out. After 7.5 years at Cargill Protein Group, Victor Ojolai has joined Wichita design build firm Hutton as its director of investments and community engagement. Ojolai started at the firm this week, and he's going to work closely with Kyle Blasdell in Hutton Real Estate Development. That's a division that was launched last year to expand into real estate construction services. Ojolai is 34 years old. He said he does remain thankful for his time at Cargill, but he says the timing was right to take the step and create a broader impact in the community. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have more local business journal update news coming up 1 hour from now in the 8 o'clock hour. So make sure you're here for that exactly 1 hour from now. It is a 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've been having a great contest here at Odyssey Radio, giving away $5,000 every day to listeners And guess what? Today's the last day for that contest. So you got one more chance today to win $5,000. How do you win? Well, you download the free Odyssey app, you log in, and then you listen to us on here on KNSS. And if you listen for at least an hour, then you're entered. And today's the last day. So, hey, get that Odyssey app and listen to us for an hour, and you're entered, and maybe you'll win $5,000.
Yeah, it's just that easy.
Eligible listeners nationwide. You can get all the info on the Odyssey app. And that's the final day of that contest is today. So, hey, one more chance for you to win $5,000 just for listening to KNSS here on Odyssey Radio. Good stuff. It is 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning, the first Friday of the month. Telescopes around the world have spotted a monster radio jet streaming from a quasar. It dates back to the first billion years of the universe. It's double the width of our Milky Way galaxy. This jet of radio waves is the biggest ever detected so early in the history of the universe. Radio jets not uncommon in our cosmic neighborhood, but they've kind of been elusive in the distant early universe until now because of the obscuring cosmic microwave background, stuff left over from the Big Bang. Observatories across Europe and in Hawaii and Texas contributed to the study. The double-sided radio wave estimated to be at least 200,000 light years across. And if you want to know how long a light year is in distance, it's, just under 6 trillion miles.
Yeah.
So try to comprehend all that.
Yeah, try to comprehend 6 yeah. trillion
six
miles.
6 trillion miles, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes going very fast for nearly 6 trillion miles. All right, so there's a discovery for you. A big radio jet from a quasar from long, long ago. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, of course, and that does feature our live Friday morning visit from New Orleans before the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play voice Mitch Holtis.
We'll have
Mitch coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes, so make sure you're here for that live. That'll be huge. Yeah.
Been looking forward to this one.
And, of course, entertainment news in the blur in the 8 o'clock hour.
That is right. And on the blur, we'll talk a little Beatlemania. We'll have plenty about the Super Bowl in the entertainment world, plus much more coming up in the blur.
Very good. Looking forward to the 8 o'clock hour. That's next on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.